was born in Cumberland, Wyoming, November the 21st, 1906.
Did your mother have a midwife in attendance?
Yes, midwife and a doctor.
And when did your family move to Rock Springs?
We left Cumberland in 1912 to move to Superior. And then we moved from Superior in 1917 back to Cumberland for 1 year. And we moved from Cumberland to Reliance in 1918, and that's where we've lived ever since.
And if they came from, what country was your did your family originate from?
Scotland and Wales.
Do you think your parents missed Scotland and stuff, or was it your grandparents that came from Scotland and Wales?
Grandparents. My parents were both born in Wyoming, in Elmy, Wyoming.
What was your first impression of the town?
This town, Reliance?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we came here early before school, 3 weeks before school was out. So all the kids were in school, so I just got books and read and watched the plane cars. In those days, the coal came from the mine down to the tipple on an endless rope, 1 mile between the tipple and the mine, and each coal car was maybe about 100 foot apart, and if they would go off the track, they'd cause a big wreck. So we had on several of the houses with bells, with switches to stop the plane. And for 3 weeks, I stopped a lot of wrecks. Each one, where they gave me a box of chocolates. So in 3 weeks, I had quite a few boxes of chocolates. And I spent those 3 weeks of reading and watching the plane and trapping gophers.
What kind of transportation did you use? Did you have horse and buggy or cars?
We came from Cumberland to Rock Springs on the train, and my father met us. He hired a man, only time I ever saw a car like that. It was called a HAL 12, H-A-L 12. It was a big 7-passenger car, and he met us at the train and brought us out. That's the first automobile I saw here at Reliance, was that big HAL 12.
How'd the miners get to the mines? Did they walk?
Walk.
And do you know any reason why the street got named Main Street in Reliance?
It was the only street.
The only street, okay. Was there indoor plumbing?
No.
Indoor plumbing?
No.
No?
Everything was outdoors.
Cold
in
the winter.
Indoor plumbing didn't come till about 1930s anyhow.
How'd you get your water supply?
They had about every third house had an outside hydrant, and that's how we got our water.
And you took your baths in a tub in the kitchen?
Right. In front of the coal stove with the oven door open.
Have you lived at this address all your life, or since you've moved to Reliance?
No, since we moved to Reliance, we lived in 1, 2, 3. In my folks' home, we lived in 3 different houses here. And then since we got married, we've lived in 3 houses. This is the third house we've lived in here.
What did the mining camps look like?
Oh, they were just wooden houses. Oh, they have lawns and gardens. In fact, at one time they gave prizes for the best yards, best gardens. And it was quite a competitive thing. People took quite a pride in fixing up their yard and get the first prize. Some people got the prize for several years in a row. A lot of them were foreign people. People come from foreign countries and they knew how to raise things. And boy, there's a lot of beautiful progress.
Were the Chinese allowed to have their houses among the white ones, or did they have to have them on the outskirts?
The Chinese?
Uh-huh.
Oh, in the early days, they had a settlement of their own. There was a few that had homes with the white people, but most of them lived in groups.
Where did the people shop for their groceries and like their other supplies?
Well, in the mining camps, there's usually a company store, and they had all different ways. They had charge accounts. They had what they called coupon that you could sign for and be deducted off your pay, or they had the scrip, which was a metal. Aluminum money that you could draw from the company store office and then be charged against your working time.
How far was the biggest town from here?
8 miles.
8 miles?
Little Rock Springs is the biggest town.
Did the town have many bars?
One.
One bar. How about any burlesque shows?
None. A lot of entertainment, but it was usually local.
Like a band?
Mm-hmm. Band, and you had Molly Burns doings, and then you had the traveling orchestras, and then you had the community council that furnished the entertainment for the, you'd have dinners and square dances and contests and so forth.
Was there much violence in the town? Any shootouts?
No, they never even needed a marshal.
So no outlaws ever came through here that you know of?
Mm-hmm.
What church was sort of like the head of the town? Any certain religion?
They had a community church here. They had an LDS organization and community church, the Catholic church. All of them, most people went to town to service.
Was there many floods or dust storms or any other kinds of disasters that really happened seriously?
We had flash floods. We had one sort of heavy one time that. You know, where they stored the empty railroad cars along there, moved the cars with that much water. And along by that ditch there was all the mine timber, and washed all the mine timber away.
Did any major epidemics hit the town? Smallpox or?
Not since we were here in Superior where we lived. There was a diphtheria scarlet fever epidemic that took a. In fact, I lost a brother in that epidemic in 1916.
Did you have a local doctor, or did you have to go to Rock Springs for medical help?
We had a local doctor here. We had an office and a waiting room, dispensary, and then a small examining room. He had charge of all the miners. He took care of all the accidents, all the sickness in the community.
What were some of his remedies for like a simple common cold?
Gee, I don't remember any of the things they gave, but except for infection, one doctor, his name was Dr. John E. Fuhrer. And for infection, he had a bunch of envelopes made up. They had in a white powder. That was the most effective thing I've ever saw for infection. He put policy, he put dressings on, soaked in this solution, and it took out infection quicker than anything I ever saw. And but outside of that particular thing, I don't remember anything else they gave, but it was effective as for, well, before antibiotics came in, why the spring was burning sulfur on the top of the stove, and then you got sulfur and molasses for spring tonic. And I remember when you had a cold, we took what is called Pinex. That was a mixture made up of honey and pine tar, and that's what we got for a cold.
Was there a Union Hall here in Reliance?
Union Hall?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Union Hall was up here where the little local store is now. Local number 905.
Has it changed much, the building?
No, not the outside. It's just one big long hall.
Were the holidays celebrated? Did the whole town get together, like for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes.
And Christmas? And
yes, they decorated for Christmas. They sang Christmas carols. And they had a Santa Claus on Christmas that went around to each house and delivered goodies to each home, each kid. And they celebrated New Year's. And a lot of Scotch people here at that time, and they did what is called first footing. They go to each home from midnight on, and they're supposed to bring you luck if they come to your house, and you're supposed to have drinks and shortbread and stuff like that for them to eat.
What were the funerals like, and where did they bury the people?
They were a very loyal community, and at most funerals the whole town went. They had one undertaking parlor, Rogan's undertaking parlor, and all the burials were in Mountain View Cemetery. My grandfather was buried there in 1906.
There are a lot of Oriental and Blacks in the town?
No, there was in Reliance, we never had a Black family living in Reliance that I know of. They lived at Dian's and came to school here, but in Reliance, I don't remember ever a black family living here at Reliance. We had many Orientals, mostly Japanese, a few Chinese, but mostly Japanese.
Were they friendly? Or?
Oh, yes. Finest people in the world. They ran one time, all three boarding houses in Reliance was run by Japanese people.
Did you ever see any Indians passing through or by here?
The only Indian I can remember was a pitcher on the baseball team, Chief White Tree. That's the only Indian I can remember.
Do you remember any games that you played as a child?
Oh yeah, as a youngster, I wouldn't even believe some of the games we played. We used to play kick the can, and Run Sheepy Run, and Hide and Seek, and Lonely Peg, and then we played a game with a broomstick. We took about 4 inches off the end of a broomstick and sharpened both ends. Then you cut the, and you use the rest of the broomstick for the bat. And you hit that little end, and that would fly up in the air, and then you swing at it. And as far as you knock, you got so many points you made. It was interesting. Oh, we used to go out into the hills. No, just the other day, I walked over here, that little peak, as far as you can see. We used to hike over there, and we'd cook spuds and eggs. And we'd borrow a quart of fruit out of the basement. Those are the kind of things we used to do.
Did, when the children became of marrying age, did any of them ever marry into another ethnic group that you remember?
I don't recall any. Just offhand, I don't.
What school did you go to, and what was the classroom atmosphere?
Let's see. I went to school in Superior through the first through the fifth grade, and I went to school in Cumberland through the sixth, and then I came to Reliance and went to the seventh and eighth grade here, and then I went to high school. I graduated from high school in Rock Springs. And the attitude was very good. I remember one experience when I was in the seventh grade here. One of the local boys, his aunt was the teacher, and he got into difficulty, so she called him up in front of the room, had him hold out his hand, and she whacked him with a big heavy ruler. He just grinned at her, and boy, she whacked him again. I don't know how many times she whacked him, but he just grinned at her every time, made her so mad that I can remember that. And things that happened in the classroom, for instance, we had big potbelly stoves, great big stoves. I think they were called Waterbury stoves. And we'd take our crayons and melt them on this and to get an hour out of school, we'd put garlic on the stove. And another thing we used to use is go down along the tractor and pick up the beet pulp and burn that. Oh, that's a terrific smell. And so that's how we get time out of school.
How many grades were to a classroom?
Three. We only had three rooms, and we had eight grades in three rooms.
Did you read a lot of books?
Oh, yes. There's two big boxes of books right over there that the librarian brought yesterday.
Were the boys and girls expected to act any different in different ways? Were the girls allowed to wear jeans or to act like a boy?
No, the girls usually dressed in dresses and the boys in overalls. We all wore bib overalls. Even when I went to high school, I wore bib overalls.
What were the children expected to do at home? Like, what were their chores?
Kids were taught to, take a part in the home. Well, my job always was to get in the coal and wood. Neighbors would always know when I was going to bed because I'd be out getting the coal and wood in. My daddy got up in the morning and there was no wood to start the fire, but he'd roust me out to get the wood to start the fire. That was and they expect you to do those things. Oh, I washed dishes, washed clothes. The first days of the washing machine was a hand operated one that you push like this. And I I used to do that every wash day till my dad rigged up an electric motor affair. He made his own electric washer. That relieved me of pushing that handle back and forth for the washer.
How were your birthdays celebrated? Like, what kind of presents did you get?
Oh, mostly clothes and things like that.
You had cake and...
Oh, yes, I always had a cake, but the family all got together, one bought overalls, one bought socks, one bought shirts. That's usually what you got was clothes for a birthday.
How are the children disciplined within the family?
They didn't believe in just talking to you. If you had a whopping coming, you got it. And usually the father of the family saw to it. They were very strict in those days. If you got into trouble, you had to square it off. They didn't stand for any to be arrested or anything like that. Boy, that was disgraceful in a family. You just didn't get any trouble because, boy, you got into a lot of trouble at home if you got in trouble outside.
Do you remember ever getting disciplined really bad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember a couple of them. I think the one that affected me the most was when I started to work, I bought me a Ford Roadster. It's like kids are nowadays, hot rod, and after work we'd put four or five of us in that little roadster and head for town to watch the Twilight League baseball. And so the old road, you would remember it. The old road went around the pump house there, number 6. And I passed a guy going around that pump house curve. When I got home that night here, his car was in front of my house. And my dad called me in. This guy said, if you don't value your own life, you should value the life of others. I can remember him just as well as anything. My dad said, I'm lucky. You either get rid of that car or you find another boarding place. That's how severe. So I kind of like my boarding place, so I sold my car. We used to have a big hay barn right across your house, just down below. There's a big hay barn where they stored all the hay, and the kids used to get in that big hay barn and make tunnels and forts and have a wonderful time. But we do have big double doors, and one guy put his foot against one side and go on the other, and then the kids would go in. This night, the superintendent sent my dad over to chase those kids out of the hay barn. And of course, I was the last one coming out. And there was a platform out there. And boy, as I crawled on that platform, my dad put his boot to me, and I landed clean off the platform. Oh, man, they were very strict. They expected obedience. There was a lot of love, but at the same time, you had to toe the mark.
Like when the holiday Easter came around, what did you use to decorate your eggs, or did you decorate eggs?
Oh, yeah, that was, used to dye them. I remember we used to have just colored dyes at first. There was no patterns to put on or anything. And then later on, there was stick-on patterns on eggs that we used to. And yet, there was a lot of people. Handwork on eggs was beautiful. But my first recollection is just plain dyes, reds and blues and greens and so forth, and dip your eggs and let them dry, and then later on came the little stick-on things that stick on the eggs. But in the park in town where they had Easter egg hunts, but out here, of course, they never had any big celebration, but it was usually a religious celebration for Easter egg in town.
Do you remember going on your first date? Do you remember any of your dates?
Oh, I remember the first date with my wife.
Where did you go?
We went to New Year's Eve thing at the Iowa Theater.
What did you do? Just watch the movie, or?
Yeah.
Did they have talking movies?
They had quite a lot of entertainment. They had a Pantages Circuit, which was a lot of little circuit. And we used to go there, and they had big bands like Sousa's Band. They had big bands that came there. They had a lot of good shows. We had a show all up here. It was cost you a dime to get in. And it was serials mostly. Come back next week and see the next part. That was the kind of shows we saw. Hoot Gibson Mabel Normand, I think her name was. We used to watch a serial every Saturday. But they had a lot of things going. I remember as a kid, we used to save up, we got a quarter, and we'd hike to town, and we could get a bowl of chili and a hamburger for a quarter. In an old greasy place right there where Finelli's Music Store is now, right on that corner, was a little wooden chili joint. That's where we used to have chili and hamburgers. We'd scoot the old cat out of the cracker box and he'd blow his nose on his apron and wipe his knife on. Oh man, when I think about it now, but it was delicious in those days.
When your family, when your dad had a vacation, what'd you and the family do? Did you go camping?
We usually went to Salt Lake to my grandmother's. And then later on, when my kids were grown, we would go fishing with my dad, go by the canyon, places like that. But previous to that, our annual vacation was going to Salt Lake for 2 weeks.
Did they hold many dances here? For the younger crowd, dances?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it used to be the big recreation as far as I was concerned. We used to follow all the dances. Whether it's at Green River, Dianes, Winton, Reliance, Superior. We used to dance all the time. It was an interesting thing too, in that you didn't take a girl to a dance, but you went there and everybody danced and had a good time. After the dance, you usually went to the restroom and had a big meal. It was very much fun. There was not much drinking or anything like that.
first meet your spouse? Did you quarter for a long time, or?
No. We didn't get married until May of 32.
What was your wedding ceremony like? Did you get married in a church or by a justice of the peace?
No, we got married in a Salt Lake Temple. And then we came home we went on a honeymoon. And when we came back from honeymoon, we had a reception at the church. Then we came out here to live in that little three-room house up on the hill there.
Did you ever have any children?
We have five.
How many boys? And
one boy and four girls.
Did Mrs. Gibbs go to a hospital, or was there a midwife present? Or
One youngster was born in the house, and the other four were born in the hospital.
Did she have any problems with any of the births? Did your family listen to any special radio or television shows?
We didn't spend much time with the radio in those days, and of course television wasn't in yet. But we never spent much time with the radio. We had a radio, but not the only thing we ever listened to was the news and things like that.
You lived with your parents for how long?
Until I got married in 1932.
And then you got your own home? Did your family belong to a social club, such as the Elks or anything like that?
No. We didn't. My family never belonged to any organizations, any lodges or anything like that.
What was the first job you ever had?
I started work out here. Well, that was just a summer job. My first job for the company was over here on the Tipple. And I got a job greasing the little coal cars. And the Tipple foreman said, "I don't think you're going to get paid this first 2 weeks." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, you pack home more oil than you put in the cars." So that was my first, and I worked. From there, I worked through every job on the Tipple, even in the car repair shop, down to Wayman. And then I went from Wayman to the mine office, and I was the mine office manager until the mine shut down.
What'd you do as a mine officer manager?
I had supervision of payrolls, material, rent, coal, shipping.
Were your wages pretty good?
When I started on the Tipple, my daily wage was $4.44. And even when I was the mine clerk, my monthly wage was about, $150 a month. When we were married, I was drawing $4.76 a day, and sometimes we only worked 2 days a week. So we were living on 15 bucks a week.
And you said the company deducted expenses?
Rent, coal, lights, was all deducted off your pay.
Was your job very dangerous?
No, I've never. I've been down the mine several times, but that's just a visit. I never worked in the mine.
Was there very many injuries that occurred?
Oh, yes. Coal mining was a very dangerous occupation. It was loss of life, loss of limb, loss of sight.
How many hours did you work a day, and how many days a week did you work?
Well, 8 hours a day was the average days in ordinary times. It was 5 days a week, except in stress times when you only worked enough to supply the railroad with coal. Sometimes that was only 2 days a week.
Did you have the holidays off with a paid vacation, or did you have to work
No.
the holidays?
Holidays during ordinary times, you didn't work. You didn't get paid. You just on a day wage, and so you didn't get paid on the days you worked.
Did your bosses and foremen monitor how well you worked and what power you had over others?
No, they didn't. They just beat you into performing. They didn't pay any attention to or interest in you as an individual, only in work.
Were you ever laid off?
No. No, I never been laid off in my life.
Did you live in the company town?
Yes.
Was it about the same as Reliance is now?
Yes.
Was it more friendlier, or would you say less friendly?
They're all the same. Those coal mining camps were all the same. They were very congenial people. It's quite a thing. When a man went down the mine, he's responsible for his buddy. And he's responsible for everybody else in the mine. But they were for him, which is foreign to people nowadays. Man, people nowadays don't have that kind of feeling.
Did you belong to a union?
Yes.
What was the name of the union?
Local Union Number 905, United Mine Workers of America.
Why did you join it?
It was compulsory if you worked. It was a union set up. If you didn't belong to a union, you couldn't work.
Were your parents union?
No. No, my dad was a monthly man. My dad was a master mechanic. He was on a monthly wage.
Did you agree with the union policy?
Yes, I agreed to this extent. They were very conscious of the men to get a fair wage and the best working conditions. And those policies I agree with. They were a bargaining group, I guess the finest in the nation, John L. Lewis. Those things I agree with. The only thing that I couldn't see as far as the union was concerned was when the union was in the driver's seat, boy, they cracked the lines. And of course, when the company had the advantage, why, they did the same thing. But it bothered me they get so powerful that they could dictate just what was to be. But as far as a brotherhood was concerned, their concern for the men, as far as wages and working conditions, I agree with them fully.
When the union called a meeting, was the attendance good?
Oh, yes. That was a big thing. You didn't. If you was free and if you were on night shift, Well, you attended the meeting. It was, in fact, if you went so long without attending, well, you got fined.
How much were the dues? Oh, were they within reason? Or?
Oh, yes, yes. They were, say, a day's wages in a month. $5 a month.
Did the union ever sponsor any activities like baseball or?
About the only thing I remember was 8-hour day, and that was always a big celebration. Races of all kinds, horse races, people races, different ages, and sack races and so forth. And they made a big thing of Labor Day.
Did the union supply a benefit such as insurance?
Well, they did in later years. There was a death benefit that I think there was $100 given for the death of a minor. But of course, in later years, I got a retirement and hospitalization and so forth.
Were non-whites and women welcome in the union? Japanese and the Chinese were there?
Well, the only time any women was during the war years here, and the women worked on the tipple, picking bony and stuff like that, and in the machine shop. But we didn't have any non-whites living here, but we did have some work that came from town, and they were welcome just the same as anyone else.
Were there any major strikes?
Oh, yes.
Were you involved in them?
No, I never was. In 21, I think it was. The big strike in 21. And they had the soldiers here, and they were billeted in the bungalow up there, and we live right next door to the bungalow. There these soldiers built up in the bungalow. There was that, and there was several small short strikes that never amounted to too much.
Were the conditions ever better after the strike, or were they worse?
Well, yeah, they better conditions. Mostly it was wages. I think the conditions bettered after the strikes because they forced the operators to make better working conditions and things like that. In fact, modernization of homes came about by pressure of the union.
So, overall, did the union improve the workers' life?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think it did. Not only was it a fraternal organization as far as the brotherhood was concerned, but it was also looked after his welfare. Not only his working condition, but grievances, man, the union had a big part in settling the grievances, and then had an arbitrator in the union, and it made a lot of difference in men's lives to have somebody to speak for them.
What political party was more power here?
Oh, gosh, I never I've never had much to do with politics, so I really couldn't tell you. This seemed like divided peoples, some Democrats, some Republicans, and there was a few socialists, but there was never any different lines drawn. I mean, never any real battles took place at election time. I know a couple of the socialist fellows got a little hot on the collar a few times, but never caused any real trouble.
What party was more representative in the working class?
Oh, I think Democratic. They were more concerned with handouts to the men than the Republicans were. Republicans were more conservative then, but it seemed like the Democratic Party was a more liberal party.
Which party do you think responded to your needs?
Well, I think Republican. I'm more conservative. I don't believe in... I believe in a man earning what he gets. I believe he ought to make the efforts. I don't believe in Uncle Sam putting out so much dole. I think these programs that absolutely stink because they're just duplicated so many times, I just think there's programs that gives a man a chance to earn instead of being handed to him.
Who was the most famous politician that ever came into this area that you remember?
Gosh, I never took any interest in politics, so I remember Superior when I was a kid. Senator Mondale. Oh man, that's a long time ago. There was quite a two big politicians came to Superior. I remember that. But I don't remember the only big politician I remember in Rock Springs was old Rudy Anselmi.
Was the Ku Klux Klan in activity around this region?
I never saw any activity of that at all.
Were women, did women vote regularly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ever since I can remember, women voted just alongside the men.
What do you think of the current president now and his policies?
Well, I'm for him. I think you ought to live within your means. I think I think balancing the budget is the only solution. You can't go $1 trillion in debt and say that you're functioning properly. I can't see it. No, I'm no politician. I don't care whether it's Republican or Democrat or Socialist. As long as he says we balance the budget, and then right around Congress turns around and socks in $50 billion in debt. And here we are sitting with to pay the interest on a $1 trillion a $1 trillion indebtedness. You can't even, the ordinary guy can't even reach that far.
What was the 1920s like about the prohibition and stuff?
Well, there was a lot of liquor brought in. I think men drank heavier then than if you could buy it out straight. Most of the liquor came in from up in the Kemmer area. But there was always liquor. Prohibition didn't stop people from obtaining liquor. And in fact, there was a lot of deaths caused by bad liquor. You get some of the rot gut that came through, man, a lot of people died from poisoning.
How did the Depression affect this area?
Well, just like I told you, I was making $4.76 a day, and some weeks only working 2 days, so that meant $15. We were living on not much more than $60 a month. That's $2 a day.
Were there any bread lines?
Oh, yes, there was. There was a lot of relief.
What were the conditions like in World War II? Did your family better by it?
Oh, I don't know if they bettered by it. I lost. I had 4 brothers in the war. I lost 1 brother. I can't say that we bettered by the war. I don't think it settled anything. The kids that came back were, even today, are still don't care to talk about the war. Some of the things they saw happen just on things you can talk about.
Did you ever serve in the army?
No.
What was the area like during the boom?
Oh, it was wide open. Everything was wide open.
Were the prices any higher?
Oh, yes. More than double.
Was crime a bigger problem?
Yes. Until they got an adequate police force, crime was terrific.
Was there much prostitution going on?
I read a lot about it, but I never seen anything. One time the wife had a meeting at the Northside State Bank, a class reunion meeting, and I took her in and I spent the 2 hours walking up and down K Street. I never saw anything.
Has the town changed for the better since the boom?
Mm-hmm.
Has the town Reliance changed better since the boom? Has it improved? Or
I don't think there's any difference. There's a different type of people. A lot of them have moved in. Different than the old camp people, but I can't say that it's affected the lives much.
What was the biggest change in the country since you were young?
The biggest change I can see is people's attitude as far as morals is concerned, as far as neighborly love, all those things have changed. Money used to be just a means of paying your bills, and now money is the big thing. It's a name. It's a banner to wave. If you've got a trailer, two snowmobiles, a motorbike, and a car, and a four-wheel drive, this is it. In the old days, if you had a car and your neighbor didn't, you shared. Well, now, that's the big change I see in people's feeling for one another. You used to know everybody in the community. If there was an illness, everybody was there to lend a hand. If there was a death or an accident or anything like this, now, man, you don't even know what happened to your next door neighbor.
Do you have any words that you'd like to leave for your grandchildren or heirs? Okay, thank you.